So hello, everybody, and welcome to our first kind of, well, I don't know if it's our first official call for this year. We've had a couple before, but this is our review of the evaluations module, which we call the GAP Discovery System. And it's called the GAP Discovery System because it's evaluations and assessments in health are really a way of figuring out what's the gap? What do you have to do to fill that gap between where you are and where you want to be? And so we came up with this cool little name called the GAP Discovery System, mainly because we're just trying to differentiate from being, we're not medical advice, so to speak, and we're not doing medical evaluations. We're more doing this discovery process, right? To discover what's keeping you out of balance, what's keeping you from your goals. So before we get officially into that, I'm just going to give people a chance to filter in, but there are a few of you who I haven't actually officially met because you weren't on that first call. I've seen your names here and there in various places. So if you want to go ahead and just raise your hand and let me know if you want to introduce yourself. And basically it would be introduce me your name, where you're from, and what's your big goal, like that big why of why you're here, what brought you here, what you're trying to solve. So I'm looking to see who I haven't officially. I know John. I just saw John and he's gone. Oh, there he is. There's John. John, hi. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I think you're unmuted, but I'm not hearing you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute the lines. So I'll just mute everybody's lines. And there's more people whose faces aren't showing that are on. Yay. Okay, there's a lot of you on. Yes, there's 19 of you on so far. Fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. And then I'm going to unmute John. There we go. Hi, John. Oh, we're not hearing you. No. Maybe your microphone needs to be tweaked. No? Nope. Still not hearing you. Go down to where it says the thing at the bottom where it has the mute or speak, and there's an up arrow, and it gives you an idea of which microphone you could select. No? Okay, I'm going to move on to someone else while you play around with that, okay? And then hopefully we'll get to talk to you. Who else? Gail. I didn't meet Gail on the last call. I think you were traveling last time. Hi, Gail. Wait a minute. You know what? Maybe it's me. Is anybody else not hearing? Let me see. Maybe my mic. No, my mic's all the way up. Somebody, Lynn, say hi, because I know your mic was working because we talked earlier.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, you can hear me and I can hear you. Yeah. So,
And I know that on a previous call, and you know, maybe we need to look at it with John, he was having a hard time unmuting with us, so we can always connect on that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got concerned when I saw Gail. I wasn't hearing Gail either. Gail, you say hi.
Hi.
Yay.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you. Officially, I've seen your posts a lot on Sweet Spot, but it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about where you're from and what brought you here.
Okay. So I live in Novato, California. That's north of the Golden Gate. And it's really nice here, by the way. We really love it. Mm-hmm. I've just gotten problems with a leaky gut. That everything that we do will lead toward that. I've never been able to figure out what my sensitivities are, and you know, I'm hoping you've got a formula and that I can figure that out. And I just ordered my blood work today, so.
Wonderful. Yay!
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. All right,
so I'll meet you. And then who else hasn't? Jay wasn't on the last call. I know you, but some of these other guys don't. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Jay.
I'm Jay Gallia. I live in the kind of north of Houston, an area called Kingwood. Participated in ERC last year and decided to continue it on for some more support and continued ERC community. Yeah. I had cataract surgery on my right eye 2 weeks ago, and I had the other eye done this morning.
So, oh, my. You're looking pretty good for having just had your cataract done. Oh my.
It's a little achy, but yeah, so is the other one. It'll clear up, I think, in a couple of days. So yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah. And it's good to see you again.
Yeah, I know it's been a little break here. Yay. Who else? So John, did you get yours going? Did you get it going?
Hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can. Yay.
Okay, yes. So I actually switched computers. I switched to my laptop.
Okay, good.
It's funny because my other computer works fine on Zoom with my sister, but for some reason it won't work on this call. I haven't figured it out. But
that's weird. Well, there you go. There's your job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay. So, yeah, so I'm here. So I'm based in the Metro Denver area.
Nice.
And, yeah, you know, I kind of joined the group here because I've been on a three-year mission here. I don't know if anyone else in your group has experienced this, but I'm one of the folks that has had a terrible reaction to taking a fluoroquinolone antibiotic. So 3 years ago, I was prescribed Levaquin for a sinus infection. And of course, now they say don't ever prescribe anyone a fluoroquinolone for anything.
Oh boy.
And, Levaquin is known to potentially damage both tendons and muscles. There are thousands of people that have had these reactions. There is a very small percentage that falls into the most severe case that I've had, where basically just starts destroying all the tendons and muscles in your body. Plus, I happened to be on a statin at the time, Lipitor, which can also have its own muscle issue. And the two together are known to turbocharge each other. And so I got ill, I was getting better, and then it hit me with a vengeance about a year and a half ago. I'd lost close to 30 pounds last year of muscle.
Oh.
And I've been seeing every specialist under the sun, including functional nutritionists and functional doctors. I've gone through a lot of the litany of tests that you guys offer, and it certainly seems that Levaquin is known to do damage at the cellular level. And I've definitely, you know, the tests have validated that I've got some, you know, mitochondrial damage. I've got intestinal permeability. So I definitely have gut issues along with a bunch of other sensitivities that might have been triggered by it or could have been underlying. So I'm on this healing journey. I'm looking forward to getting some additional opinions here and getting you and the team's input and seeing if some of the protocols that I'm following are really helping me or if I need to be going down some other path.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being here and being so open about this. This sounds devastating, and it's just, to me, it's devastating that a drug like that could escape onto the market and be allowed to be used and not be
out. People have been trying to get it off. There have been a lot of lawsuits. There have been class action lawsuits, most of which I haven't joined just because I want to focus my energy in a more positive direction.
I mean, that's one thing, you know, these class action suits, but it drags you into the muck and the mud, and then it creates the emotional the psychological stress. Well, welcome and thank you. And we'll do our best to, are you in the gold? You're in gold, right?
I am in the gold, yes.
Good. So you're going to gather all these tests you've been doing, and you're not going to sit down and pour through them.
Yeah, I will. And we can see, and some of them need to be redone. Some of them I've done multiple times over the last year and a half, and, you know, look like some things are improving. You know, I've done several Oates tests, an example.
Okay.
On a 25 supplements a day kind of routine to try to, you know, sort of a typical AIP regime that people seem to be trying to use for these Levaquin issues. It's a typical gut fix. And there's a lot more complicated things going on than just that. So there's no magic.
Well, we'll look at that. When you talk about gut, right, when you talk about tendons and the connection is collagen, right, and then the gut lining. So it makes sense that the gut lining, maybe you did have some underlying dysbiosis or other stuff that it aggravated, but certainly if it's a drug that has the potential to break down tendons, it certainly would have the potential to break down your gut wall. And more scary is breaking down the blood-brain barrier.
That's exactly. And I've read a lot about that. I spent a week at Mayo last year too, and we uncovered.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So there's a lot more to the story. We'll talk.
We'll go through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Good to be here.
Who else wasn't on the first call and didn't get to meet each other? I know. Yeah, there you go. Cece, go for it. Say hi to everybody. Tell everybody where you are, who you are, where you're from, and when your one big goal for being here is.
Well, I'm Cece. I'm from Boston, outside, right outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And what was the third thing? One goal for tonight?
No, for what you're here for. What, like, one big, if we could wave our magic wand and you can get one thing resolved, fixed, helped, what would that be?
Well, I think my thyroid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Welcome back. I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. All right. Who else wasn't here? Sandy was here last time. Marcia, you were here, right?
I think Jody Hershey, and I know that she was on here a little bit ago. Kimberly Testa is actually probably our newest person.
Oh, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you see? I didn't realize you guys were going to see me today, but anyway.
You're all just in our mess, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
As long as you have clothes on.
We yeah, exactly. No, honestly, I was like,
didn't
oh my
realize
God.
We were seeing them and started taking off their shirt. And I'm like, shut that video up.
I almost put jammies on because, you know, to dinner in my jammies, but I have a normal, all right, anyway.
Good.
So my friend Marcia is, who's in this group, is feeling so much better. And when I met her, I don't know how long I've known her. She was not feeling well at all, along with me. And so she was like, this is what, and she knows a lot of my issues. And so I haven't felt well for a long time. I think I have toxicity issues and gut issues. And, she just was like, look, we'll get to the bottom of this. You need to do this. And so here I am. And so I have a similar with John. I have a whole bunch of tests that I've already taken that we can use. Some of them are old. Some of them we may need to redo. And there's a lot of things I've tried that haven't worked. So, you know, as we get through it, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. But
We will. And I'll share some stuff.
I just everything.
Good. As I go through the evaluations, I'll go through and we'll share how you can upload those. So I'll give you explicit instructions as to
exactly.
how you
exactly. I've been tracking them down all week and thought, well, now, all right, I don't. Yeah. Now, how do I get them to you? Exactly. Yeah. I have low energy and weight loss. Because of the low energy, I'm not at the gym. And then I got for a while kind of addicted to sugar because, and so, you know, it's just been a mess, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. I love your attitude. And sugar is the most addicting substance on the planet, by the way. People think cocaine, heroin, it's actually sugar.
Yeah.
It's actually sugar. So if you have challenged with breaking that habit, there's a reason for it. I just listened to an awesome book called The Fat Chance. And it's all about that whole, he's an MD and he's looking at, I don't necessarily agree with all his stuff in terms of what to do about it, but he really breaks the code and really opens the gates about what industry and the FDA and all this stuff is like, they're keeping us under their thumbs. They're keeping us addicted to this substance.
Yeah.
And you need to break it. And we're going to work with you to break it if you haven't already broken it again. But don't, you know, to feel bad because you're addicted to sugar or, oh my God, I went. It's just, it's an addictive supplement, substance.
Yeah.
Heroin and,
yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, and I'm from the Bay Area, guys. So I live in Burlingame in the Bay Area, like 45 minutes. A little bit south of the city. So
I used to live in Saratoga, which is right near San Jose.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Nice to meet you, Kimberly. And Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm from Miami, Florida. I have been listening to you through different programs, and instinctively, I feel you are this is the way for me to heal. I want to get to the root of the problems. I have several things going on. I have chronic fatigue. I have thyroid issues, poor digestion. The new thing is, I was listening to John with the tissues. I was going, New thing is I have tissues swelling around my knees.
Mm.
And I'm having a lot of difficulty walking. And I went to the chiropractor and I have it in my list of different things that they found. But I guess what I really want to do right now is I want to walk without dragging my leg.
That is an awesome goal. I mean, it's very specific. It's very measurable. You'll know when you reached it. It's not like vague. Do I have more energy? I don't remember. How much energy did I have last year?
Yeah, if I'm walking, it's good.
You're walking, it's good. All right. That's our goal. I love it. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Okay, so who else wasn't here last time? We have some of our coaches on, so I want to introduce you to some of the coaches. Yes. Linda, you were here last time. Diana, you were here. Gail, I just did. Karen was here. Paula was here. Lynn was here. Jeannie, you were here. Yeah, you were here. Kimberly, John, Debbie was here. Sandy, I think we have everybody. So let me introduce you to some of our coaches. And I'm going to share with you tonight a little bit about how we're going to get started. And we'll have an official getting started next week. And sometimes you need to hear things three or four times anyway. So, you know, let's just do it, especially if you're brain fogged and fatigued, right? So, yeah, let's just be real, right? It's not enough sometimes to just hear it once. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through some of the evaluation process and show you the modules, and hopefully everybody's got access, and I want to make sure everybody has access. We moved over to a new website a few months ago, and we've been working with the developer ever since to make sure everybody has access. So I'll show you what you should have access to. And if there's anything that I'm showing you that you should have access to but you don't, write it down and reach out to Lynn, and she'll make sure that she gets that to the right person on our team to check out and find out what the heck is going on with it, okay? So we've got several of our coaches on, and I want to introduce them. Before I do, because I have this on my mind and I don't want to forget, we have it set up for Gold and Gold Plus people to have this separate call, and it's supposed to be a small call. The good news is, it's not going to be a small call because there's so many golds and gold plus. So we're going to pull out the gold pluses into a separate call, and the golds and will be in a separate call so that you will get the smaller attention. Because I like those calls to be small so that I can give you individual attention. And if it turns out that even that's not enough, we'll split further to make sure that those calls are small enough that you get more individualized attention from me, okay? So things may shift a little bit, and, you know, we're all about being flexible, and it may shift and change, and we may add things as things go on. We won't take anything away, promise, but we may add things as we go along. So I want to make sure you knew that. So let me introduce the coaches that are on. And before I do that, I'm just going to tell you that Lynn and I are, now that we've got all the coaching teams put together and we know what times they're available to meet, we will be updating the pages. We actually did, delegated or assign it to our web person that does those pages, but she took a holiday and she won't be back until Wednesday. So maybe by the end of the week, she'll have those pages up to date. And those pages will have all the coaches, their pictures, their bios, and the coaching groups that they're going to be leading and who they're leading with, and the times that those are available. And then you'll get to look at them. You'll get a sense from reading, like, oh, I really connect with that person. That person seems like it's it. And you may not. But then you're going to look at the times, right? So if you work between 6 and 7 p.m. on Tuesday night and you're never going to be able to make a call, don't choose one of the coaches there. So we're going to give you a chart that lets you pick the times that work for you. And then based on that, we'll assign you to the best group. And Lynn reads every single one. I read every single one too, but she reads them with a different intent. I read them so that when we get on our getting to know you calls, that I know who you are and what you're needing. But then Lynn reads it from the standpoint of she knows the coaches and she's going to do the little matchmaker thing. Lynn's the matchmaker to figure out what the best one is within the parameters of when your time is available. She loves doing that too, right? So we'll be doing that over the next few days and weeks. So you'll be starting with those. You'll get the one-on-ones. Everybody gets a one-on-one with the coach to begin with, whether you're in gold, silver, or gold plus. You get a one-on-one, and then you get a follow-up with your coach to go over the findings of that and come up with a plan. And then for golds, then you get an additional, a whole bunch of calls, like, you know, one or two a month for the whole year. And then for the silvers, you get a closing call, but then everybody gets their small group calls. So in order to be able to put this program together, and we had to limit the number of people we got in based on the number of coaches. So we need, for every six people in the program, we need two coaches for the groups, plus additional coaches for the privates. So we had to come up with a lot of coaches, and these coaches are phenomenal. They're from our NEPT, our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. Some of them have been worked on this before. All the gold coaches have lots of experience. They've done this program before. And then the silver coaches, there's a lead coach, and then there's the less lead coach. I don't want to call it junior coach because nobody's a junior coach. Everybody's a just. So there's somebody who's been experienced and done ERC before, and then someone who hasn't, who's working, and they're working together as a team to provide you lots of support. So you get lots of support. You've got people to reach out to. And then, of course, you have me, and you're going to get sick and tired of seeing me because you'll probably see me every week for something, right? So, coaches, I'm going to go along the top row. Who's my coaches here? Susan, there, you're the first one I came to. So Susan, why don't you just say hi and introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm Susan Demaray. I am in the Boston area, and I've had the pleasure of studying with Dr. Rita Marie for how many years now? Is it three? I think we're going on 3 years.
I'd be going on three.
And it's a wonderful community. It's a real honor to know you and work with you and Lynn and to get to know everybody. So I'm really looking forward to working on ERC this year. It's my second year. Last year I interned with Lisa. And so this year I'm stepping out and, yeah, doing it on my own with Madeline.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Well, that'll be a great coaching group. Super. Yeah. And Susan has also been a private coach in the Sweet Spot. And I know Marcia knows that because she's her coach. But she's done private coaching for some of the folks in Sweet Spot. So she's had a lot of experience. And she's a yoga instructor. And anybody that did Gold or Gold Plus will be getting access to a group, three group coaching, three group yoga classes, breathing, breathwork kind of classes from Susan. So thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
And we have Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie, and hello, everyone. I'm originally from Poland, but I live in Austin, Texas. I've been here for probably 27 years. I have been privately coaching people for the last 7 years at least, but I found Dr. Rita Marie about 2 years ago, and I'm in her NEPT program. And I love the information. It just kind of put everything in perspective for me, and I'm learning so much, mainly how to address difficult situations that I've been able to already put in practice with my clients. But I'm here to serve you, and I'm here to help you out. And obviously, I'm going to have a senior coach. I'm a junior coach this year.
You're not junior. You're just a non-ERC experienced coach.
Exactly. I went to the ERC last year in Austin, so I know how the practice works. But I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to meeting the group.
But we're excited to have you. And the thing about these groups, the thing about all the coaches that come to us, they come to us because they really want help with these difficult cases. They're tired of hearing about people who come and go, well, I have this and the doctor said that and nobody's getting better. We really dig into how do you really dig. And it's crazy sometimes when I hear even naturopaths and other alternative health practitioners. And I'm saying, did they look at this? Did they look at that? What about this? Did they run this test? And they're like, no. And these are the things that all of our coaches would just run in a heartbeat. They just know those questions to ask. So you're in really good hands because the people that come to us are not people who just want to, you know, learn how to teach you how to make green smoothies and be a low-level health coach. These are people who love to dig, and they actually thrive on difficult people who have difficult cases. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Who else is here? Isabel.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone. My name is Isabel Yang, and this will be my third year coaching in ERC, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed coaching, and this year I'm only doing GOAT coaching, but I don't have that much time, but I really enjoy the small group, the synergy that this group brings. And it's just been a pleasure working with, you know, other NEPT coaches. Like Dr. Rita Marie says, there's a lot of difficult cases, and we all come together and everyone put in their perspective and like, oh yeah, this is the, we can feel like we can resolve anything when we put our heads together. And we really do focus on the foundation, which is really the foundation, the basic, and a lot of things will just resolve itself once the foundation is taken care of, and holding people accountable. When you have this group and you have the synergy, you're inspired and motivated to stay on the journey, because things sometimes do get challenging, but this is why you're in the group. It's the synergy.
That's right. That's where it's the group support that is so important, because so many times people want to go down the different path and you just keep coming back because you have this group to come home to. And most of you don't have this kind of group in your neighborhood. Face it, right? You don't have a family that you get together and they're talking about all the great health things and all the healthy food that they can make. No, it's more about M&Ms and Cheetos and let's have some turkey and go for it, you know? So it's a really nice group, and thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it and appreciate you. And I see, who just came on? Patty just came on. And I see in the wings, I see Annette and Janet and who else?
Cynthia.
So and Cynthia. Okay, so yeah, if you guys can come on. Now, there's Janet. Great. So we'll go to Patty and then Janet. I see you. Hi. Okay. Unmute. Patty.
Hi. So I'm Patty Repko, and I'm in the Northern Virginia area near D.C. And I came to Dr. Rita Marie exactly for what she said. I've been coaching for probably about 6 years now, and I was really running into challenges to dig deeper and figure out what these challenging cases were, because I couldn't figure things out. So I signed up for her NEPT program, and it's been such an amazing journey since I started, just really learning all the intricacies and of the body and figuring out exactly how specific foods work and how they can impact you. So that's where I've really excelled in this program, I think, is with the food piece. So it's been really exciting. And I was in the ERC coaching last year, so this will be my second year doing the program with everybody. So I'm really excited to be here again.
And excited to have you back. And I just wanted to let you know, like, based on what Isabella just said, that once a month we get together as a group, all the coaches and me, and we talk about you guys behind your back. No, we talk about it, and we put our heads together, and this, you know, so-and-so's having this challenge or so-and-so's having that challenge, and how would you, and everybody really learns from each other, and we come together and share. So there's a lot of that, much different than if you just go off to a functional medicine practitioner or a naturopath who you're just getting that one head, one heart on your place. It's always the head and the heart in my book. So that's what I think sets us apart, and I think what you're going to really enjoy. And Janet.
Hi, I'm Janet Books. I'm currently on the West Coast, and as some of you know from before, I've been traveling for the last 2 years, and thought it was only going to be a year I was doing it, but I haven't settled yet. So I'm still traveling. You never know where I'll be checking in from. I'm in the Nutritional Endocrinology Mastery Program with Dr. Rita Marie. This is 3+ years I've been working with the program and just love it. And something I want to add to what Isabel said about the foundations is that there's another piece to it that we're adding in with the transpersonal energy healing, which is a new part of our program. And this is helping us discover the hows and whys of the ability to stay with a new program. What is blocking us that lets us fall back again? And then we have to get ourselves back together and get back in line again. And this is a very interesting part of the program for me. I'm just learning a great deal about it. I'll be completing that program this fall and really excited to bring that piece in because it's, we can learn all kinds of things, but if we can't stick to it, it's not going to be a new health journey for us. It's going to be the same repetition again. So I'm excited about doing that. And I just completed this summer my raw foods chef certification. So I'll be able to help more with yes, that was a
good. Get you on the vital shows now.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see. So I'm very excited to be with all of you again this fall. This will be my second year of coaching.
Wonderful. Yeah, and she's an amazing coach. She just has this ability to connect that's so beautiful. I was so impressed with it. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Annette, I see Annette came on.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I've been studying with you a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. This will be my third shine coming up. And I was a sweet spot coach this past year, which was great. I really enjoyed that because, you know, blood sugar is kind of my thing now. And I was ERC coach last year with Drina. We had a great time. And I'm looking forward to working with Eva this year.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's a great team. Yeah. Yay. Well, they're all great teams. I mean, there's not one team that's any better than another. Drina and Annette, usually we pair one coach who'd been with the program a year already and another coach who didn't. But it turned out at the last minute something shifted and we put Drina and Annette together because they both have really great experience. And oh my God, it was such an amazing group. They put their heads together and they did stuff like they were amazing and they were both quote unquote junior coaches, nowhere near junior, right? They were just totally amazing. So
thank you. And now, hi Cece. I saw you. Cece was in our group.
Yeah, Cece was in your group. I don't see anybody else. I don't see Sarah here right now. Yeah. I'm looking here. But yeah, thank you for being here. I thought I saw Kimberly here for a minute ago, but maybe it was the other Kimberly. I thought I had seen our coach, Kimberly.
Yeah.
So what Janet had said about the transpersonal energy healing, it's been pretty amazing, this kind of results we've seen when people start to use that strategy to help you remove not just the physical obstacles, but some of the emotional obstacles. And this year we have Kimberly doing, for the Gold Plus people, doing the transpersonal energy healing, three sessions that you get to just help move that along. And I think some of you actually got bonuses with Laura herself. Laura's the head honcho of the transpersonal energy, and that we offered those who paid in full at the event that as well. So you're really looking at helping you to move past whatever the obstacles are. And every year I try to do some new things. We don't necessarily announce them. We just throw some things in, and I have all kinds of ideas for this year. One of the things that we are doing different this year, or adding this year, is we're doing a call, like an educational and then implementation call with me once a month on the pillars. And like Janet said about the pillars, and so did Isabel about the basic foundational pillars. And we kind of think it's not sexy. We want the latest herb and we want the latest test. And when you miss the pillars, and that's what I see so often when these people come to me after they've been to 18 practitioners, is they've missed some of the basics. And so we're going to go through once a month. We're going to have a call on each of what we call the freedom, the body freedom foundations. And the reason it's called body freedom is that if you don't have your body working well, you don't have the freedom. You can't walk like that, that your body's taking away your freedom to participate in life fully, right? If your brain is all foggy, your body's taking away that freedom. And we want to give you back that freedom to have life on your terms, not because you have to make choices based on your body being limited. So every month we're going to do one of those. We're going to have an implementation call with that. Janet's going to be working closely with me on those. Hopefully Lynn talked to you about that because I haven't talked to you directly yet, but we have all kinds of plans for you, Janet. Janet's going to be working on that with me. We're going to be really, really helping you to be implementing these because a lot of times we'll get till May and somebody says, well, this way's better and this is better, but this isn't. And I just ask some basic questions. How often are you doing your heart math technique? Oh, maybe once or twice a week. And how much water are you actually drinking? How often are you drinking half your body weight or more in water every day? Yeah, I do that a few times a week. And we want to really help you to actually own those the same way you own brushing your teeth. Who doesn't brush their teeth just about every night of their life, right? It's just habit. That's what we want these body freedom foundational things to be. It's just habit. I just do it. That's the way it works, right? So that's one of the things we're adding. And you'll get a complete schedule as soon as we have it all mapped out over the course of the year. Ah, Lynn.
I wasn't planning on talking. So I'm Lynn. I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. And I have been a coach in the past, and now I work with all the coaches and make sure that, like Dr. Rita Marie said, I have paired all the coaches. I have gotten all the group times and everything all up there. Most of the bios are up there. I think there's like three or four that are still not on there. So you do get to know many of them. Right yeah. Now, along with this,
and I'll show you where they are.
Right, and I think we started looking at that at the orientation.
Yes,
and I have been reviewing everybody as you've been sending in your getting to know you forms. So I've already once everything is up and on the page, it's going to be just blah blah blah. It'll just happen, and. So yeah, if you go to your ERC dashboard and it's on the tile that says share your story, choose your coach, you can see towards the bottom where the bios are.
And there may be a few missing still because Jazz.
Right. I think there's three or four that are still not on there.
Okay.
At least you can start taking a look and so very, you know, I guess for the guys and For some of you, this may not work, but I have seven children, so this is something that I have as an analogy. It's kind of like giving birth. Once you start going in labor, all of a sudden it's just there. There's the baby, and that's just kind of how this is. We're working up and we're getting ready for those. The labor pains are happening now, and it's just going to happen. And so just... keep watching. It's very shortly now. So
thank you. Yeah. And Lynn's
I've been with you for 4.5 years.
Yes, she has. And I detected Lynn the first time I met her was at our retreat, our very first NEPT retreat. And she came there and we had talked before that about her helping out, like doing some part-time work with us, helping us with blogs and various things. And she came to it and I'm like, oh my God, she's so good. And then she started working for us like the week after that. And by the end of the week, I said, wow, you're really good. I wish I could hire you full time. And she said, well, wow, that would be really cool. Then I could quit my job at the barbecue place. So I said, okay, let's talk. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting
working at a barbecue place.
Yeah, it's interesting working at a barbecue restaurant in Iowa and you don't eat meat.
Yeah, it's interesting. she's modest in that she doesn't say she's the coach leader. She's the leader of the coach. Would you guys say that? She's your, you know, she's the organizer. She's who you come to if you need me. She's really good, right? Everybody's nodding and saying, yes, that's true. So we're excited.
You'll get your pay later.
Yeah, I'll get paid later. No, I go the other way, honey. Oh, you're paying them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're here tonight to really work on, to really show you evaluations. Because that's some people, what about lab tests and when are we going to do that? Well, we're going to pick a date towards the end of September. We haven't picked the exact date yet. We're trying to find a good date for what we call a virtual retreat lab day. And what happens with that is, all day long, you upload your labs and then we just one after another after another. And the reason we do it that way versus everybody having an individual call is because there's a lot of repetition. And so Marcia may have certain indicators and I say, this means that you might be low in B12 and this means that there might be a zinc deficiency. And I'm asking each of you to say, pull out your lab, circle it. Plus, you're going to get a beautiful, could be as much as 28-page computerized report on all your labs. So it's going to, on your blood labs, and it's going to give you all that sense. So you'll hear me explaining it to Marcia and John and everybody else, and then you'll get your own. And by then you're like, you know more about lab testing than your doctor does most of the time by the time you get there. And then, voila, what we do is we move from there and we incorporate that into your program. And did I see Kimberly just come on? No.
No, Drina.
Oh, Drina. Okay, did Drina, and Drina didn't introduce herself. Let's let Drina introduce herself, and then what I'm going to do is show you the lab, the pages and where all the lab assessments are and the regular assessments. So hi, Drina.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I was out on a walk when the call started, and I was listening, but I wasn't able to just show up like this. But anyway, my name is Drina Brown, and I am in Montrose, Colorado. And I've been coaching for, this is my second year, but been in the ERC, or not in the ERC, but the NEPT program for 3 years now. And just, yeah, real excited about another year. It's been a great group to be a part of, the ERC program, and so informative. I mean, not only do we learn from you guys, but you learn from us too. And it's really awesome to make new relationships, especially in your social small groups, and just helping each other. Because even as people in the ERC program looking for help, you have something that you have to offer for the other people too, you know, through your life experiences and through your health experiences and all of that stuff. So yeah, I have about 25 years experience with herbs and vitamins and things like that, and just had a lot of health issues myself, but also a lot of family members' health issues, and that's kind of how I stepped into being more than just a sister or a daughter or, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, it'll be a great new year. So pleasure to meet all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Anybody else that wasn't here on that first call? I know. No, we're good. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share my screen. I'm just going to take you behind the scenes. Who did not make it to one of Lynn's orientation calls? Okay. You guys. Okay. So two of you that are returning, so you kind of have a sense of the site. All right. And then, yeah. So maybe you can grab Kimberly. If after this, there's still some questions, reach out to Lynn and she'll figure out how to help you really get oriented to the site. Also, we did a call. That one been posted? I think it has. Yeah. The very first call we did together was kind of like an informal kickoff call. And I did a tour of the site there as well. Okay. And have you gotten into the site at all, Kimberly?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I've been digging around.
Good. There's a lot to dig on.
And I have Marcia. I like hanging out with her. So I was like, oh, I have questions. I have to drive to Marcia's house.
And the cool part about it is you guys started out as friends, but there's been new friendships that have really blossomed out of here. Yeah. And I know for sure Marcia and Sandy. And Gail, did you know Marcia or Sandy beforehand, before the Sweet Spot? So they met on the Sweet Spot call. Right. And they become friends. And it's just so nice to see these friendships that blossom from the people on the calls. All right. So I'm going to share my screen. Let me... All right. Tell me when you can see my screen.
Got it.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to ERC Home just to reorient everybody. When you come into the site, you'll always have this little, you see the home right here? If ever you're confused and you don't know how to find your way back anywhere, click on home. I'm at a condo and the internet is not as good as at home. Sorry. I pay for very high speed internet at home.
Well, you realize you're also in a hurricane path.
I am?
Don't. Yes.
It's
still looks pretty nice out. All right, so this is your main thing. This is all, you can click on my programs. All in my programs looks the same for me because I have all the programs, but you'll just have whatever programs you've already been in. If you've been in ERC, if you're just in ERC, you're still going to see a lot of tiles here because we just loaded up with everything. So you're going to go down to ERC, Energy Recharge Inner Circle. You'll click Start Program. And then you'll go to the ERC, what we call the dashboard or homepage. And like Lynn said, she went through in the orientation last week, start with the getting started, fill out your forms, do all that sort of stuff. Well, get in the Facebook group. And then essential first steps is various things for you to get started with because it's part of the foundations of the course. And we get you started on it right away. So you got this action plan, start transforming your stress, tune into your big why, and then we have a little thing on functional lab tests, which we'll go into more today. So that's kind of to get you started. So everybody's kind of on the same page when they come in. We're going to also, and slow me down if I'm going too fast at any point. This is the part that Lynn was just talking about, this share your story and choose your coach. So I click on get started. Let me just make sure the recording is going. Yes. Share your story. It's basically tell us about you. So you get to complete our getting to know you form. Is there anybody who has not yet completed the getting to know you form? Okay. If you have a call, if you're on the small group coaching tomorrow, the small group getting to know you call tomorrow, make sure you get it in before that because it'll really make the best of that time. And if you can get it in tonight, that would be even better, so I have time to review it. So we have these small group getting to know you calls. I take at most 6 people on those calls, and I just go through and ask you questions, get to know you from your form, not just hi, how you doing, where you from, but you've given me enough of a health history, and I go through them with my pen and my highlighter, and I kind of highlight what needs to be asked and going into more depth. There's also something we call the 7 pillars assessment. And remember I just said earlier, we want to figure out what's between where you want to be and where you are now. Those are your obstacles. And there's oftentimes a lot of obstacles in the basic lifestyle habits, the 7 pillar, the freedom pillars. So we have you fill out this 7 pillars assessment. This is a printed form. We haven't yet gotten it to the point where it's computerized. It's 12 pages long and we just haven't gotten there yet. But once you fill it out, there's a little summary form that you can fill out to give the scores of it. And that I will look at. So if you can get me that before the getting to know you call as well, that would be even better. So fill out the 7 pillars. It's not mandatory, but it'd be nice. Fill out your 7 pillars, and then you go and you transfer your scores. And I'll just show you real quick what that is. You'll print this. Well, you don't have to print this. This you can just fill in, and it'll automatically come to my inbox once you fill it in. Okay? So you just click on that PDF. If you wanted to do it in PDF. No, you don't click on the PDF. So you basically fill it in here, and for each of your pillars, fun, restful sleep, exercise, environment, diet, and there's 2 parts to diet, outlook and mindfulness. And you're going to get a score. And you're going to figure out whether it's very high priority, medium priority, low priority. And obviously the stuff that's low priority is not the stuff you need to really focus on, but anything that's very high priority, that's where we really want to make sure that we start in improving these lifestyle habits. And we have a module for each of these. You'll have access to the entire foundational pillar module, and we're going to be doing them in order month to month. So you can jump around. You can, you know, start to work on any one of them, and best to work on the ones that are going to be most most problematic for you. Any questions on that? Okay. If there are, just open up your line and just ask, because I'm seeing my screen and I see just little like thumbnails of you over here, and I don't see everybody. So I can't see you if you're raising your hand. So just open up your line and start asking if you have any questions. Whenever I say, hey, do you have questions? All right, so I'm going to go back to found evaluations.
Dr. Rita Marie.
Yeah.
It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I started the getting to know you last night, and I had messaged Lynn. It asks for up to 10 medical issues. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fill them all in, it won't let you move forward.
I've just put none, N-A,
in
the last
one. I did, but I just wanted to let you know that it kind of blocked.
Yeah, we put 10, not because we want you to have 10, but some people, unfortunately, have 10 things that they want us to work on. So we put the 10, but yeah, just if anybody's in that situation where you're going, well, I only have 3, just put N-A, or A, whatever. Just put something in that box so that the form lets you go through it. But thank you for pointing that out. I've forgotten about that. Super. All right, so let me go back to where we were at ERC Home, and then I'll take you to how to get to this. All right.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
The assessments. Is it the same as on the Gene Weekend?
Yes, except they're computerized.
So if we filled it out for the Gene Weekend, is there a way that we can send it to you without having to redo it?
You would have to scan them, and then you can upload them. Yes, and I'll show you how you can upload them. But you will have to get them into digital format. So either scan them yourself if you have a scanner, or you can go to Kinko's or FedEx or whatever and say, can you please scan these and, you know, give me a digital file of it.
Okay. I'll figure it out then. I'll figure out what's easiest.
Yeah, whichever's easiest.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, we could not give 600 people who did that weekend thing access to the online because our inboxes would have been flooded and our customer support would have been flooded with how do I do this and it didn't do that and blah. So that's the way we chose to do it. So you complete the getting to know you, you complete the 7 pillars, you fill in the 7 pillars. You reserve your spot. A lot of you have already reserved your spot on those calls. There's still room. We laid out enough openings, and we put them out all the way through the end of August. If we need to do some into September, we can, but I'm really hoping that we can get them all done in August because I want to move forward. I really want to get to know you before we start doing our regular calls. Make sense? Yeah? And then this is the part that's coming soon that you can actually click this, Lynn said, and most of them are up to date, but some of them are missing because our person took a little bit of a leave of absence here. They're still being updated. So, oh, yeah, some of the new ones are here. Lynn Rose and Madeline and Lisa and Susan and Drina, Annette, Michelle, Patty, Isabel, Jenny, Margie, Janet, Susan. Oh, yeah, a lot of them are here. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, so there's just a few more that need to be added. So read through who's there now, and if there's somebody that, like, really, or several of them that really just strike you, like, that would be a good one for me, that would be a good one, just jot their names down. So then when we finish adding it, you can then be looking at this other form. Choose your coach form. And this, I think, is still last year's form, Lynn. Is this still last year's form? Oh, no. No, yeah, still last year's form. But yours will look just like this. We just have to get the new names all set up in it. But you'll basically be able to go through which of the coaching times are my first choice, second choice, third choice, and which can I do? Just check them all off. So you're going to choose you know, which ones you can't do. So we're not going to stick you in a group that's at a time that you can't do. And then here we have the list of the gold coaches. We have a few more this year, and some of them are missing. Some, two of them are not doing it again, but 3 of them are. And then we'll have the others listed here, and you'll just get to choose your first choice, second choice, third choice. Okay? And we try to give you your first choice as much as possible. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, right? And then your 3 health goals, and then any comments or questions. And you just fill this in, you submit it, and that will automatically get you in the queue to get to Lynn. And Lynn goes, okay, I'm going to pair these people up the way she just feels like it should be. So that should be done soon. Don't fill this out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fill that out. And you may actually get an email after you submit your getting to know you form that says, now that we've got this, you can fill this in. You don't need to worry about that.
I got to fix that.
Yeah. And the other thing I really want to emphasize is you've heard from all of them. They have all been trained by Dr. Rita Marie. And as you know, just even if your first experience with her was on that 2-day event, she knows her stuff. She knows her stuff, so we know our stuff. No matter who you get, you are going to be seen and heard, and the quality of care you get is pretty uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that you can rest in that. And also, mm-hmm. as Dr. Rita Marie mentioned, we all meet together once a month. So you have kind of the group collective that's also taking care of you.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to emphasize that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wouldn't choose people to be coaching if I didn't feel like they were ready. And here's the thing, even in between, if something comes up and coach is not 100% sure of how to answer, they will write to me. You know, write to me or write to Lynn and they will get support. And we have our own little Facebook group just for the coaches to be able to share that kind of information. So we've created what we think is a pretty unique program to really thoroughly support you. Okay. So then I want to go back to ERC home and we're going to get into evaluations now.
Dr. Rita Marie, I do have a question.
Sure.
I went ahead and filled out that form before I realized that those were last year's coaches. And so now when I go in and click on that form, it doesn't let me back in.
Yeah, that form will be replaced by this year's form.
Oh, so that'll be
it'll just go in the bit bucket somewhere.
Okay.
Yes, and it'll get replaced, and we'll let you know as soon as it's replaced. The goal is to get it done by the end of the week.
Okay, perfect.
Okay? Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, so essential first steps, and we gave you this before we wanted to make sure that you had something to do, those of you who signed up early. We said just start with the body balance first module. And what is that? That's just some of the pieces from the full foundations, the Body Freedom Foundations, that have been pulled out in a logical order that I believe will help you to just start getting yourself at imbalance. Some of these things you may already be doing or have done. You can just check them off. If you already read the section on drinking your water, you're already doing it, click, click, click. But these are some really basic things that I think everybody needs to be doing, but not everybody is, to be able to get your health in order. So there's 12 steps. You know, there's something magical about 12-step programs. So we modeled it after the 12 steps. But it's really about, there's these assessments, and these assessments are repeated in the evaluations module. So if you've already done the assessments in here, the body and the hormone, body systems, then you don't have to do them again in the assessments. It's already there. It's already logged. We already have access to your answers. The next part is connecting to your why, and that is about you really digging in to why are you here. And the reason for that is that if you lose track of that why, you tend to fall off the wagon more easily. You tend to go down the, oh, I don't need to sleep tonight, or, oh, I just have a little bit of Cheetos tonight with my friends, or whatever. And when you get connected, it's really, really valuable. The transform stress, I can't say enough about the relationship of cortisol to the body and the digestion and your blood sugar and everything else. And so it's a really important piece. Drinking your water, and basically all you do when you get started on this one, you click a link and you're going to get started getting the daily messages reminding you to do your stress transformation. Has anybody started those messages yet? Yes? They good? Keeping you on track? Good. And then drink your water, get out in the sun, go to bed. You know, and each of these has just a few steps for you to do to check off before you move on to the others. They're all pretty quick. With the exception of when you start to get down to the elimination diet. And somebody, was it John that said, you know, figuring out, or was it John or was it Gail? You might have been Gail, that said
wanting to figure out, like, how do you do an elimination and how do you figure out what you're really reacting to? We take you step by step. Doesn't mean you have to finish all this before you move on. This was kind of to get you started, but these are the things you'll be working on throughout the course and throughout the year. And some of them are going to take you no time at all. And some of them are going to take you a little bit longer. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's all lead into going it back. Where's the ERC? I got to edit this. I'm going to make a note to fix that menu so that you can get back to ERC.
I already made a note when I went through the orientation, because you have to do the back.
You have to go backwards and then, yeah. So I would say it's easy enough. I could add it in like 10 minutes. I can figure out how to add it and get it done. It's easy. Easier than giving it to somebody else and waiting 3 days. All right. So now the gap discovery we're going to get. And you guys should be seeing this. Don't ignore the fact that I have double of these. It has to do with my admin privileges as well. But if you've just gotten in and you haven't gone through this Ready, Set, Go, the others of these may be grayed out. So if they're grayed out, it's because you have to go through here and you just have to check the little boxes and check it off. She probably went through this on the orientation. So we're going to go into evaluate your health status. Okay, and there's multiple sections. So we have you go through this Discovery Essentials, get started. Okay, and this is, you know, this stuff's optional if you don't want to do it, but I totally recommend that you take some before and after pictures. Like, look at this. You can see her picture. Like, if she didn't take that picture, people might forget, she might forget, wow, I really had a big belly before. You know, look at me now. So having that picture, you may not want to show anybody your before picture if you're not really proud of your body right now. You may not want to show anybody that before picture. But damn, you will. You will want to show them that after you've gone to the other side. You're like, look what I used to have. Look at this. Look how much work I've done. Look how great it is. So take it, put it in your desk drawer. You don't have to upload it or anything. But it's a really good thing to do. Printer up. Yeah.
One other thing that I always recommend for my friends is to measure yourself. Because a lot of times people get all flustered, like, oh, I haven't lost any weight in 5 weeks, but yet they drop 3 inches and, you know, somewhere. And you don't realize that it's not just a number. It's the measurement and the distribution.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have that somewhere later on in the program where you measure, but that we probably should put that there. Let's make a note of that. Thank you for that. Because it's true that if you lose fat and put on muscle because you're working out, your measurements are going to be lower, but your weight might be higher or the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Thank you for that. Totally. This Unstoppable Health Roadmap, for those of you who did the 2 days with us, this is what we started there. We're going to help you to evaluate and add your things to that. So you can start to print it out and just start printing it out on legal paper helps because it fits better on legal paper and just start filling it in. You will be or should already have gotten a binder. Did everybody get their binder in the mail, their ERC binder? Yeah. And inside there should have been the map, right? Yes. And the binder's set out with tabs for all of these things. So when you're doing things, you can print out your evaluations and put them in there. You can print out some of the key checklists or recipes or things that you want to be working on. But by the end of the year together, you should have this really nice book that, you know, encompasses all the things that are important to you. And if you don't have a sleep problem, well, don't waste your time and ink printing out all the sleep stuff, right? Unless you want to coach somebody else on it. But just the stuff that's pertinent for you, you'll have this really good treasure trove of information for yourself. I recommend organizing email folders, creating a folder in your email that says ERC. And then under that, you can even have subfolders if you want. But keep everything organized because we will send a lot of emails with reminders because we don't want people to forget about the calls. We are going to send you emails that say, you know, fill out this form or whatever we might. And our newsletters, our weekly newsletters, we always have some sort of informational fun thing. Last year we did a lot of essential oils and herbs and we're going to be doing more body freedom stuff. We're just going to be putting a lot of tips in that email, but that weekly email that we send will also have the schedule for the week that's following. Okay? And even on your computer right? Create a folder. Don't just dump everything into My Documents. Do you ever notice that you can't find anything in My Documents when you just keep dumping stuff into it? So you could create a subfolder under My Documents. You can create it on the C drive, the D drive, whatever your favorite way of organizing is, but make it sure it says ERC. And then you can have subfolders under that if you want, one for all your evaluations. One for, you know, downloads of videos, one for downloads of audios. And here's the thing that's unique about our program compared to most others. Everything's downloadable. I get frustrated when I join a program and I spend a lot of money and I'm going to be on an airplane and I want to download the videos so I can watch them on my 4-hour flight. But they don't let you. They're just streaming. And you can't stream on an airline flight. You can't watch a video unless you've already got it on your computer. I recommend that as you go through each module, just download the information on that module into a folder on your computer that has the name of the module. And that way you're not like going, oh my God, I got 9 months worth of stuff and I haven't downloaded anything. It's going to take me 3 hours. No, you take an extra 15 minutes with the module, download everything. And that way you can access it no matter where you are. And if you use Dropbox like I do, Dropbox syncs to all my different computers, my laptop, my desktop, my iPad. So I can access that from anywhere. And that's, we made that specifically like that. And then your binder, it tells you about your binder. So we're going to go to the next piece, which is assessment scorecards. And this is more than assessment scorecards, but get my notes because I have a couple of things I'm going to be adding to this page as I went through it. Okay, so here's some quotes, just some inspirational quotes, but this is your assessments page. And basically it says the checklist. Whoops, I'm on the wrong page. That didn't go to the right place, Lynn. Huh. There's a link that's not right there. So the link at the bottom of the let me see if I can get back. Here, see home. There. That has to be fixed. The link at the bottom of this page, the Go page, was sending them to Body Freedom, and that's not where it should go. So we have to fix that.
Which one?
The link at the bottom of this. Let me try it again. This Ready, Set, Go page? No, wait. I'm in the wrong place. I have to go to – sorry, guys. No, it's the one at the beginning of the essentials, the gap page, the discovery. Okay, we'll go there. The cool part about this is it's usually easy to find your way back because these big tiles with these big pretty pictures and names. So it looked like at the end of this discovery essentials, the link says it goes to scorecards, but when I clicked it, it didn't go to scorecards. So it's on Discovery Part 1 page, and it looks like it's going to Body Freedom. So it's wrong.
Okay, when you said it goes to Outlook, yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't go there.
Okay.
That's another easy fix. All right, so I'll just go back. You can always find your way to the different parts. There's Discovery Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4. I'm going to go to Part 2 now for assessments. Okay. Yeah. So here we go. So the first thing is if you haven't already done it, we give you the link. So step one is fill out that getting to know you form. Okay. And then where's my other pages? Sorry. Let's go to a new page to take notes on a different call. And there you go. There we go. There we go. Yeah, so the first step is getting that getting to know you call. Get on that call, get it scheduled with me. Then what we did was we created a checklist if you wanted a PDF that you could download and print and put in there of all the assessments we have. We have tons of assessments. You don't have to fill out all of them. Not all of them are going to apply to you. The ones that we want you to fill out are these first two, body system and organ assessments and hormone and gland. Many of you filled them out for that 2-day live stream. If you prefer not to fill them out again, it won't take long if you've already filled it out on paper to just come in here and check it off. And then you'll have a digital recording of it. Sandy asked, how can we do that? It's much easier to do that than to do the scanning, right? You just take your paper. You've already filled out the form. You just go in and you check the boxes. And I'll show you what they look like online. All right, so these are all your different body system things. So when you go over to this side, you can actually find the form. So the body system assessments, there's a bunch of them here, okay? There's under digestion, there's a bunch of them there. You don't have to do all the digestion ones right up front. You can wait on that. But if you're having some digestive issues, you may want to fill some of those out. What I don't want you to do is get overloaded and go, oh, my God, there's 16 assessments here. How am I going to do this? It's going to take me days. Priority is the first two. Once you meet with me on the Getting to Know You call, and once you meet with your coach on your private one-on-one call, we'll be able to guide you as to what's next, right? And that's the point of this Getting to Know You call, too, is to help you with what labs I think you might need, right? So I'm not going to be giving you like a plan on this call. I'm going to be learning about you, and then I'm going to be helping you to know what the next steps are. Fill out this form because you seem to have some neurotransmitter things going on. Let's assess your neurotransmitters or get this particular test because you may have problems. I see Pat over there, and it's like she's in a haze. Okay. Oh, there.
Sorry. Scotch tape.
Scotch tape. Okay. Good to have you here. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Introduce yourself, where you're from, and what your one big goal is for this year together. Pat's been in the program for a while.
Pat Murphy, Austin, Texas. My one big goal is to actually get in these calls on time. And find out the root causes of what's going on with me.
With you. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that for now. We'll get more detailed on that later. So you've got all these different ones, and under each one, like blood sugar, there's a couple, adrenal, there's a couple, thyroid, there's a couple, and there's physical. So there's physical, some of them are physical symptom signs, temperature measuring, right? Sex hormone assessments. You don't have to fill out the male one if you're a female, and you don't have to fill out the female one if you're a male. So you only have to pick out one there in the organ system. So we've separated out all of them. Now, some of them are subcategories on the body system or the hormone, but we separated them out. So if you are working on a particular area and you just want to go back and see how's my thyroid doing now, you don't have to fill out the whole hormone one again. Does that make sense? Just trying to keep it simple. So before I go on, I don't want to lose you. As you fill them out, just check them off so you know which ones you're done with, right? And if you want to have a copy of it in your binder, just go to the PDF, download the PDF, print it, and put it in your binder. And as you go through, you can check them off. Whatever feels most comfortable for you. Some people are like total technophobes, don't want to do anything on the computer if they don't have to. And other people are total enamored with tech and want to do everything on the computer. So whatever works best for you.
I see Gail has her hand up.
Okay, Gail, open up your line and ask a question. Can you help her? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, sorry. So this was 2 pages ago that I was doing. It's the meditation. I've been trying to get that, and And the page that I go to always says error.
Oh.
Yeah, the Transforming Stress System that is on the Essential First Step still gives an error. However, it is available on the Body Freedom Foundation's or Body Balance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's available everywhere else for some reason on that particular.
There's an error. Did you pass it on to David to fix?
Oh yeah.
Tech guys are kind of iffy. Okay. Okay, let's try to get that fixed.
They have their own world.
They have their own world. They live on their own time. Yeah, so go to that other, one of the other places in your
body balance, you say.
Body balance page. Yeah, the body balance module one. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll get that taken care of.
No problem. I'm gonna
fix it myself and take off my doctor hat and put back on my techie hat. I do that a lot, unfortunately. All right, so you've got all of these. Only things I want you to do to start are the body system and organ and the hormone and gland. Otherwise, you'll overwhelm yourself. You'll overwhelm us with like way too much data because we'll be able to tell from there which other ones you probably need. Okay? And we'll be working through. We have a whole year together. We don't want to bam everything and get you all overwhelmed. But the nutrient assessments, these are cool. And I would love to see you do these after you've done these two. So step one, I'm going to go in and add step one, step two, step three to this page, or I'll have David do it so that we can actually share with you. Start with the body system and organ assessment and the hormone and gland. The next piece, if you want to just get close those, you just hit it again and it closes. There you go. And the next one is to go to this nutrient assessments and fill out the general, the vitamin and the mineral. You can do the oxidation status one as well. They're short. They're quick. Well, no, the vitamin and mineral ones are long. The oxidation one is short. The general one is short. But basically, we're trying to get a sense of, from particular symptoms and signs and test results, which of the nutrients you may need to focus on. And then we're going to take you through, when you go into the Freedom Foundations, the diet piece, we have a section for all the different nutrients. Well, we have a section for the vitamins, a section for the minerals, and details on how you can meet those needs. And then functional home assessments. We'll go through these later. This is not an initial step. So just do those right now. And then this is what we already gave you to do, the seven pillars. Right? But you can do them individually if you say, everything seemed really good except my nutrition. I really got to work on that. And you work on that for a month or two and you want to see how you're doing, you can go back in and do some additional testing there and just see how you're doing. And the last section on here is the body systems and what Karen had said a little earlier. Oh, maybe there is a hurricane coming. There's some wind and it sounds like some rain. Physical exam forms. We have an actual nutritional-oriented physical exam and an online. Don't worry about it now. I'm going to set up a separate call to take you through how to do that. Because there's ways for you to look at your body. Like, I want you to be empowered to understand what's going on in your body and help yourself, to empowered self-care. And I want you to be able to find these things that most practitioners don't look for. At least the Western-trained ones don't. So there's a whole nutritionally-oriented physical exam for checking the skin behind your arm and looking at your tongue and looking at your nails and looking at your hair. We'll go through that in a separate call, so don't worry about that now, okay? And then the bodily function forms will do the same. We'll do those together. We'll do a whole call on doing these and how to take it and how to charge it. That we don't have to do that right away. So I will go back and reiterate. Our steps are, step one, getting to know you call form. Step two, fill out body system and organ and hormone and gland assessment. Step three, fill out the nutrition assessments. These guys, these four here. And then later we'll do the rest. Okay? Any questions on that? Did I lose anybody? Yes? Okay, Linda, unmute. What's up? I can't get you unmute. There we go.
There. Yeah. Yeah, I can go back in and take a look at it. Today was 4 months that I lost my husband.
I'm so sorry.
So I was sleeping weird. But that just flew back me. I'm trying to take notes, and I'll just go back in. I heard you, so I should be able to.
You should, and I'm going to go back in on this page and at least put a step one, step two. Kind of the other pages have this step one, step two, step three.
Right.
And I'll go back and I'll see if I can get that done, and if I can, I'll get our tech guy to do it.
So Sorry, I just, wow.
No, I've been planning to do that anyway.
There's a lot of paper.
This is a lot.
Yeah, I've been working on it, but.
Yeah. But it's not too much at the beginning. I don't want you to feel like you have to fill out every form. And some of you may never fill out any half of these forms. Right. Like, as long as you get the ones that are pertinent to you, and
that's
then we'll come back.
I want to get done.
Right. Because if I get on the call with you, like a getting to know you call, and I say, you know what, Linda, I really think you should fill out this form or that one, then you'll know.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay.
Hey, Lynn, quick question. How did you get to, what tab were you on that you got to the assessments?
Okay. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go back to ERC Home. You know how to get to ERC Home?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to just show you the three steps that it took to get to assessments. So from ERC Home, you look for the one that says Gap Discovery System.
Right.
You click that.
So mine is still grayed out and I can't get to it.
Okay. Did you finish this first one, the one that said Ready, Set, Go?
Yep. Did it all. Checked. They're all checked off.
You did. Did you finish the getting to know you form?
Yep, all of that.
All right, Lynn, make a note. It looks like Diane is having that same issue, and John, to log in as them and figure out what's going on. And let's get these, let's get all these access things straightened out right from the start. Is anybody else seeing that same thing where you're seeing that the Gap Discovery System tab is grayed out?
It's grayed out for me too.
It's grayed out for you too.
Yeah.
He may have set it up so that it has to go through these steps first, and we'll have to fix that. Okay. All right. I'll look into it. Oh, maybe it's the essential first steps. Did you do everything in the essential first steps? All right. We'll figure it out. So I'm going to write that down, that Gap Discovery gray. Okay. In the meantime, you can get to those the nutrient ones, I think, or maybe let me go here.
Go back. So go back to where they click on the Gap Discovery System.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you go, you can get the first two done if you go into the body balance module one. You can get the body one and the hormone one done. And you can get access to the getting to know you and the seven pillars ones in here. All right, so make sure you've gone through all of these four. You don't have to go through all of it, obviously, of the body balance, but make sure, and everything through the share your story and choose your coach. You can't do choose your coach yet, but everything up to that point. Okay? And you should be able to get all of those assessments done.
What I told them is
body balance. I get it. Oops, you don't have access.
Body balance?
Yep.
So it says get started and it's orange and it says oops?
Yes.
Lordy. That's for John. Anybody else having that problem?
Nope.
No? So just John, eh? Okay. Something in your tags. John, body balance, not working. Okay, we'll log in as you and try to figure out what the heck's going on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
No. All right, so once you can get into GAP, into this Gap Discovery. Go through this first part, and then the assessment scorecards is here. So this is where the assessments are. Okay? Any other questions? Is that good?
Oh, just making sure. So you get to your Gap Discovery System, and in there you click part one with the Discovery Essentials.
Yep, you go through those, you check it all off. Here, this is an important piece because we've set it up so that if things relied on other things, we wanted to make sure you did it. So if you go through this part, if you decide you're not going to organize your computer files, then just check it off anyway. So you're going to go like that, like
that.
That's
what I told them.
Like that, like that, like that.
The other thing, too, is, if you're going to cheat, just check all the boxes off and see something else open up. But make a note to yourself that you still need to go back or go back and uncheck or something.
Now, once you've opened something, you can uncheck this so that you can actually keep track of what. Because we put these here for you to keep track of it. But in the back end, they set it up so that, you had to go through and finish this and then finish this and then finish this. And the main reason we talked about setting it up that way is people get overwhelmed. If you log into a system and you see all these tags, it's like being in a candy store with all these bright, shiny objects, and you just start clicking and clicking and clicking, and you don't know what you're doing, and then you get overwhelmed and confused and say, why am I doing this? So we wanted to make it so that you can go through sequentially. So anybody that's having trouble seeing that gap discovery system, you need to go through and do that on the home page. So go to the ERC home. And even if you haven't, so I'm going to give you a cheat. All right. You go to this Ready, Set, Go. This is easy stuff. This is the, whitelist our emails, learn how to use the site navigation, and mark dates on your upcoming calendar. So basically, you go to the top here. You check them all off. It says, congratulations. You've successfully completed Ready, Set, Go. This is supposed to have been changed. I told David to change that. Okay.
What is it supposed to say?
It's supposed to go to the next piece, which is Sherry's story.
Right.
Essential first step. Told him to read.
Yeah. It's supposed to go there, not to the body balance.
Yeah. So then you go into the essential first steps. And if you've signed up for this, registered for this, you didn't have to complete your health vision. You're working on it. I'm going to change that to say completed or working on. Okay. And then reviewed the lab testing document or downloaded it, whatever. Then at the bottom of this, you'll be able to go to the next piece to share your story. All right, so you go to share your story. Hopefully that one goes. Yes, share your story. And then just check them all off. I mean, do them because you can do this. I absolutely need you to do this. Absolutely need you to do the seven pillars. Absolutely need you to do there. You can't do your fifth one yet, but go ahead and check it off anyway just to see if that helps to open up the next sections. In the meantime, we'll try to fix it so it's not so dependent, but just check it off anyway. Then you can always come back in and uncheck it. And you know that you still have to work on that so that you have a record for yourself. Does this help, John? Does this make sense? So if you can give it a try and see if that helps, I'd love to see if that actually does the trick.
I actually did that and it did not open it for me.
It didn't? Did you go all the way through all of the ones before it and do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've already done a lot of it. Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. We'll get it fixed.
And I double and triple checked it all and it didn't work either.
It didn't either. Okay. We'll get it fixed. All right. So once you're in the gap discovery, the last thing I want to do in here, and then I'll let you go for the night. I know it's late, and for some of you it's late. For me, it's still like 2 in the afternoon or something, 3:30. let's see. All right, so lab. I just want to go through the lab basic stuff. What I recommend, especially like John said and Kimberly said, you have a lot of labs already. Lab lets us peek into your body, and this gives you some background information. And you come down here, you've got your list. So here's your action plan for lab testing. Come in, and if you have any recent lab work within the past year, unless there's some unique situation, like you wanted me to see that you had serial organic acid tests over the last 3 years and wanted to just show us, you can do that. But in general, labs that are more than a year old are just really not going to be reflective of your state of body. So upload them. So how do you do it? Okay. Do we have these drives set up, Lynn?
Yes, they have Google Drive. They have their Google Drive folders.
They do have their Google Drive folders. So you can do two different ways. You can either do it in this file uploader up there, or you can do it, just upload it into your Google Drive. But if you do that, you need to let us know. Send an email to erc@dreadmery.com and say, I put all my labs up in my Google Drive. Some of our folks have gotten really creative in their Google Drive, and this is only for people who really feel comfortable with it. If you're just new to it, don't bother. But basically, they went in and they did subcategories. So they had evaluations, you know, lab tests. They did food journals. They do doctor reports, whatever other things. And you can do subfolders so that you can organize it. It's totally up to you. But what it does is it gives us a central place. So when you and I get on a call, let's say we're on a group call, and Diana says to me, hey, I'm really, you know, I'm confused about such and such on my most recent XYZ lab test. I can quickly just go to my list and go boom, boom, boom and look at it, right? I don't have to go digging. I don't have to find it on my computer. Where did I save it? No, it's all organized and I know exactly where to find it. So that's helpful. If you don't feel comfortable with that, you don't feel comfortable loading things to a Google Drive, I totally understand. Some people don't. You go to this place where it says resources, and you look at where it says file uploader. You click file uploader. And it's going to ask you for your name and what level you're in and whatnot. And then it's going to ask you to give permission if you want to review it on a live call. You know, yes, I know, et cetera. And then you hit this button that says select files. That will open up your drive on your computer. You find where your files are uploaded on your computer, and then you click submit at the bottom, and it'll upload it to me. So say you have a journal. Like say you've been in Sweet Spot, and you've been keeping track of all of your glucose numbers for the last 3 months, and you've got it in an Excel spreadsheet. You could either upload it to your Google Drive, which would be the easiest way, or you can upload it here, and then we'll get it, and we can put it in your Google Drive. Make sense? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay. So I feel like the energy is going, you know, and I want to keep it high. I think you have enough stuff to do over the next few weeks. The way this is going to work, we have another call next Monday. We have a call, a bonus call with Deborah Wayne, and she does energy work, and she's going to do a process of how to get out of your own way, basically, when you're trying to heal. So it's going to be like a group process thing. And that's next Monday, and I believe it's at 6 p.m. Central. Let me look.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we'll send out some reminders and some more information. And so it's 6 p.m. Central. And then on the 28th, we have our official kickoff call. And we'll just get going on, you know, schedule. We'll have all the schedule worked out by then. And when your calls are, you will be able to put those on your calendar. Here's what I recommend. For your group calls, your small group calls with your coach, once you've chosen your coach, you've chosen the time that works for you, right? And that's where we're going to put you. Put it on your calendar. Don't just go by chance and leave it open on your calendar. And then somebody says, hey, you want to go to dinner? Yeah, let's next Tuesday's open at 4:00. And then you go, oh, darn, I'm going to miss my group call. Put them on your calendar so that it becomes a sacred time. Sure, you're going to miss one or two. It happens. You know, you might be on vacation or whatever. But let's make it a point of choosing a time that will work for you, and then make a commitment to be there. Make a commitment to be there and create the community and connect with your coaches and all that. And then when we give you the calendar for our calls, and we'll lay the calls out for the whole year. Now, it's possible that something comes up and somebody asks me to speak in Bali, and I say, whoops, yes, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to reschedule one of your calls. That happens, right? That's going to happen periodically. But put those calls on your calendar. And then if there's going to be a schedule change, we'll send out an email that says so, and we'll mention it in the weekly Friday email that we send to you. You'll start to get those emails every Friday. I highly recommend you open them and check the calendar for the week coming and put them on your calendar, because if you don't, then you may forget. Now, we set up reminder emails as a courtesy, like, hey, your call's happening today at 4, make sure you get on. But we don't want to flood you with your inbox, because what happens is if I flood your inbox with, hey, it's happening tomorrow, it's happening today, it's happening in an hour, you're going to just tune me out, right? You're going to just go, oh, that's her again with another reminder. And then you're going to miss calls. Right?
So, I like that.
What's that?
I like getting those.
You like getting those emails?
Too.
Yeah. So we're looking at, we have a new web guy that knows how to do this, because we did it for that 2-day live stream of sending you texts. Does anybody think you might want to get a text message with a reminder versus email?
That would help too.
That would help me, because I don't look at my email except once or twice a day. So if it comes on my text and goes beep, I see it. Does that sound
like love text?
Yes.
Yeah. Text? Okay. We're going to get that set up. Okay. I'm going to get Jeff text.
So is the Zoom link that we use to log on to this session, is that going to be the same Zoom link for all of the ERCs?
It will be all the ones for all the group calls. Big group calls. For the smaller groups, we'll have a different Zoom link for that.
Yeah, each coach will have their own, I guess.
And each coach, but I mean for the like the gold or gold plus.
Yeah, I've set up separate
links for that.
For all of those.
What's happening before is people would get confused and they'd see it on the they'd see it in the newsletter, and then they'd show up on a call that really wasn't for them, but because it was the same Zoom link, they just assumed it was. And we just didn't want to make, we want to make sure that the calls are for the groups that they're supposed to be for. And I'm not going to throw somebody off a call. You know, they show up, I'm like, hey, you don't belong here, go away. That would be rude. So I don't do that. But then sometimes that means that the bandwidth gets a little bit tight. So we'll have separate ones for that. Generally, the like all day retreat calls, those will have separate ones because we'll make you register. We have a new technique of making you register for that, so we know exactly how many people are coming, and then you get sent the access information and the reminders. So we're still sending all those reminders. We just want you to know that they don't, you know, sometimes they don't go through. Now, we were doing them an hour before the call, and for some people say that was too close. Like, I'd love to get feedback. Should they be in the morning of the call? Should it be at noon for an evening call? Or should it be an hour before? Because I know I don't check my email all day long, so I would miss it if somebody sent me an hour before email.
Yeah, I've missed those.
Yeah. So maybe we do a morning, you know, hey, your call's tonight, it's XYZ time, rather than the hour before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda's shaking her head. Okay. And then
also remember to go through your ERC news.
Yeah, that's the biggie. We send that out on Fridays now. So you can take it, you can compare it, you can put them all on your calendar in advance, and then you won't miss any.
The only thing with the text messages, when you did the 2-day event, I did not opt into the text messages, and I got them anyway. I was on vacation, and I was getting text messages constantly.
I don't know how that happened. I looked in this campaign, and I have no idea how that happened, but I apologize.
I'm just saying, if I don't opt in, I don't really
want
to get
them. You don't want them, exactly. No, we'll send out a thing where you can say, I want text messages only, I want emails only, or I want both. Okay. And then depending on which way you go, we'll put you into the right sequence to send those out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yep.
Yeah. So we want you to be on the call. You've invested your time and money to be in this program, and our goal is to get you results. And the way we get you the best results is when you show up. When you show up and you participate and you get the most out of it that way.
I really like the newsletter where you listed everything, and I did put them on my calendar.
Perfect.
Getting them one at a time, if I didn't know, I scheduled other things and I wish I'd gone to that instead.
Right, right. And those things, just so you know, let me go back to my, you don't need to see my crazy camera.
The other thing we're trying to do is, as has been requested, so that it's clickable and just will go onto your calendar. So the the date when you click on the call. You know, I'm sure you've had this where you register for a call and it goes right to your Google Calendar or whatever online calendar.
We have not been able to make that work. We had downloaded an app and we had tried that for a while and it stopped working. So it only works with certain, it's really picky. It doesn't, anyway, I would love to have that. You mean in the email where they click the link in the email and it adds it to their calendar?
Right.
Yeah, I looked into one and they gave me like a free trial and they said, okay, now that you like this, and it really wasn't working that well, it's only $500 a month to continue. And I'm like, not happening. That's crazy, you know. So that's a good thing to put down for us to investigate and try to find something that is, you know, a reasonable investment that we can do that would let it put it on your calendar. Not everybody has Google Calendars, though.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to say you could do a group invite.
Well, but some of them, it goes to Outlook or, I mean, it had like three or four
different choices. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe we have, because you could do that off of Zoom.
So that's maybe something to ask Jeff if he knows how to do that from an email.
Yeah. Well, people would have to register for the call, right?
Well, we can do it. Yeah, we can certainly set it up with Zoom to do that, but you'd have to register for each call, and that gets to be cumbersome, right? If we're having calls once or twice a week, and you have to register for every call, and it's a different Zoom link for each call, that could be a little bit icky, too. So there's no smooth. I've looked, I've thought about it, and we'll do a little bit more investigation to try to make it easy. But once you get the schedule, you can just copy paste them into individual calendar entries. And then we'll be sure in the newsletter, make sure you read it. Because when we list them, we'll say, note, call, change, reschedule. This one was removed to this date. Okay. But I want this not to be a source of stress. I want this to be a source of excitement. And every week you look forward to coming to your calls and to getting the support that you need and deserve. Okay. So I was going to show you just last quick. Okay. If you go to the top of, you go to the ERC home, what you're going to see at the top is calls and recordings. And at the top of calls and recordings, you'll see all your upcoming calls. So these need to be, like this is tonight, these need to be put into recordings. So we got to, when Jazzy comes back on Wednesday, we need to get her to post these. So the upcoming calls now, Thursday, August 23rd, you have access to our Vital community. You click on access and there's the password and you can come to the Vital call. On Saturday, the 25th, we have the Vital Healing Kitchen. There's your access link. There's no password for Healing Kitchen. That should be taken out. There's no password required. If I click here, that'll just take me to.
No, that was today's Vital Q&A call.
No, it was on the other two.
It was on the kitchen
too. It was on the kitchen too. Yeah, so this is where you'd log into your event. And you just click on that on the day, but you'll get reminders too. And then Biofield Energy Healing, we don't have the access code yet for, oh no, that's all, these are all going to be in the official kickoff. These are all going to be on this ERC group calls online access. Okay. Starting next month, we'll have the small group gold and gold plus calls. You'll have your group calls with your coach. And then you'll have the calls with me. This is something, an extra. This is a bonus. It was a gluten-free and easy program with Maya. She's one of our members. And you can watch the recordings of the one she did last year. But she's also going to do it live again this year, probably in October. Okay? And you can go through it with her if you're struggling with the gluten-free or you're new to it and you want to get really good tips from somebody who's got, you know, serious celiac disease and has learned how to live with it. You can do that. And then this one, the ClickFunnels, people requested that we had access to the recordings of the two-day live stream. You can just click here. That looks like it says H-E-A-T-H, not H-E-A-L-T-H. So I'm not sure if that's right. oh, it was spelled wrong. You never even noticed. So then you have access to all of the stuff from here if you want to go back. Makes sense?
I actually had, but, you know, I just had to click like this.
Should have told me earlier on. Now it's too late. And then you have your call recordings. Whoops. I just clicked on something. Okay. So when you have your call recordings, if you were in last year, you'll see this 2017-18 and you'll see a list of calls. If you're just in this year, you'll just see this. And if you're in, you know, multiple years, you'll all have them all listed. All right. And the calls will be listed in reverse chronological order. You won't see this on your page. You'll see it on mine. I'm trying to get, okay, good. I'm going to scroll down. But you see how it's reverse chronological order? So the most recent ones will be at the top. If you're in 2017-18, you have a list of all your calls in one place. So it's really convenient, including the vital calls and including the kitchens and all that kind of stuff. So you don't have to go back and forth to different places. Okay? And if you were with us even the year before, you'll go back and see those. So it goes all the way back to 2011-12. Okay? Questions, comments? You know how to find your schedule. It's right there.
Yeah, I received a notice that my Vital Community subscription was expiring.
So. Yeah, somebody screwed up that they sent those emails out and they didn't exclude the people who had renewed. Yeah. So just ignore it. If you've renewed, just ignore it.
I've been taking care of that.
Did it get changed in the campaign?
That's what I'm taking care of.
Yeah, it needs to get taken out of there. Yeah. So it's this whole new website has been a lot of challenge. We hired an outside firm instead of doing it internally, and it's happening slowly. So, but you have access to everything. You have access to me. You have access to Lynn. Just reach out. If you're confused, if this confused you and you need more help or you didn't make it to one of the orientation calls, the orientation calls should be posted. We make sure they get posted tomorrow. And, if, you know, as soon as Jazzy's back, like go into that teamwork task you gave her and just say, this needs to be done ASAP, first thing you come in, and get her in the habit of first thing in the morning when she comes in. That's the first thing she does is she posts the calls from the day before or the day before that or the weekend if it was a weekend. Okay? Yes? You got a lot here. Don't feel overwhelmed. Just let's keep working together, and we're going to help you to figure out what's going on with you. I can't wait to meet with a whole bunch of you tomorrow. I have a whole bunch of you. I think we have two segments, so I have like eight of you tomorrow, four and four, to talk to you about the getting to know you, and then we have a whole bunch next week as well. All right, so try to get in on those, and I look forward to seeing you. Let me stop my share. And then I can see everybody. Any other questions or comments?
I have one.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gail.
Oh, gosh. Now I've forgotten it. Oh, what happened to it?
Was labs or the schedules or what?
I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
No, you're not. No, you'll get it. It'll come back. Just don't try to think about it. It'll come back. Think about white elephants. White elephants. And then suddenly that thing will come back.
Yeah, it hasn't.
It hasn't. All right. Sorry. If it does, just reach out. Reach out. And the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. Great place to ask questions. Get quick access. Marcia is a dream on there. She has been really, really helping us to keep up with all the comments on all the Facebook groups. And I really appreciate what you're doing, Marcia. You're so great. So. She has direct link to Lynn, so if she can't help you, which she's really good at figuring things out, she wrote a really nice little, I loved what you wrote about the tech stuff and how to, you know, it's really good. So she knows her stuff. Okay, there goes somebody taking off their shirt. Who's that? What did we say before?
Rich has got a question.
Yes, Rich.
With regards to our call with you for the first meetup, we don't have to have our values, visions, and goals all completed.
No.
Okay.
No, just the getting to know you, and if preferably if you also have the seven pillars, that would be great, but mainly the getting to know you form.
Yeah, those will be done.
Yeah, and I'll just, you know, go through them all, and then we'll help you to determine what other forms you might want to fill in and what other assessments you might want to get.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. All right, anybody else? Did you come back, Gail?
Never. No, it didn't.
All right, if you wake up in the middle of the night and it comes back, have a pad next to you, write it down, or pick up your phone and press the button, the record button, and record it, okay? And
thank
then
read out.
Okay, great. Yeah, Carrie.
I just I wanted to say I appreciated the personal call last night from your
with Michelle.
Michelle, yeah.
Great. Has everybody had those? I think she's talked to most of you so far. Yeah? Has anybody not talked to Michelle on the phone?
No, I haven't.
You haven't yet? You haven't yet? Has she reached out to you to schedule a time?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I was going to say, I know she's reached out to pretty much everybody. If she's left voicemails. So if you, oftentimes we get these calls and it's like, I don't know anybody in that area code.
Yeah, right. Because she's in North Carolina, so it's a 919. So if you see a 919, she tested you because she said she knows that a lot of people, she would leave the message, and as soon as she left the message, they'd call her back. Because I don't answer calls from people I don't know. Because usually when I do, it's a solicitation of something that I don't need. Yeah, but 919, if you see a 919 and it says Michelle or Delin, D-E-L-I-N is her last name, it may say that on the caller ID, then you'll know it's from our office. We should have gotten her a Google voice line that we could have coded for our own. We did that last year when we had Kevin making Shine calls. I don't know why we didn't do that. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Marcia, thank you for everything you do. And we'll see you all next week. Have fun.
Good night. Bye. All right. Take care. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Excited to work with everyone.
Yeah. Me too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really nice to see everyone, and I'm jazzed.
Yay. Bye.
Bye. Going to walk dogs.
Oh, good. Have fun.
Thanks. See you tomorrow, Gail.
Yes. Can't wait. Thank you.
Are you guys meeting?
Yeah, she's going to make us smoothie. We live very close to each other. We see each other frequently.
Oh, wonderful. Have fun.
Not yeah, enough. We're having a smoothie party for ourselves and our husbands.
Oh, I love it. That's amazing.
Our vet is about a mile from Gail's house, and we have a doggy vet appointment tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Well, have fun and enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.